with Curtis Hertel Jr. He is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You've got a busy day today. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we at 2:30 today, I'm in court with Doug Cunningham. Doug's been fighting his bank for the last 2 years. And the most important part of the story is Doug's tried to do the right thing. He tried to work on a modification with him beforehand, and he's even tried to make payments to him since, but they won't accept it. And so for 2 years, I've been trying to evict him from his house, and the only document they have that would allow them to do that is a document signed by the notorious robo-signer Linda Green. It's amazing to me that they would still be using these documents when we know that it's an obvious violation of law to use them at this point. It also just lends itself to the fact that for 2 years, why would you try to evict somebody who wants to work with you? And this is what we're seeing. It makes no financial sense to spend the time, money, effort to actually do this. And this is why the banks need to control the foreclosure companies that handle these cases, because maybe they don't know that they're using these illegal documents. Maybe they don't know that that they're wasting 2 years of time and money on these efforts. But to have somebody fighting the banks for 2 years and have it all be based on what we all know is a fraud seems pretty silly to me.
Who is the bank involved?
This is actually now, I think we're down to Fannie and Freddie at this point.
All right. And for folks who aren't clear on Linda Green, elaborate for us.
Linda Green is the woman who was on 60 Minutes. She was a mailroom clerk at DocX, a company that was hired specifically to recreate these documents. Linda specifically said, not only on legal depositions, but also on 60 Minutes, I never signed any documents. I was never a vice president of any of these banks. But she was made a vice president of banks across the of many banks across the country. And it's just ridiculous. And people were paid $10 to $13 an hour to sit there and sign her name over and over again. And the reason they chose her name is because it was easy to spell. But the crazy thing about it, Tony, is she wasn't a bank vice president, and on top of that, she didn't sign any of these documents. So it's really a forgery of a fraud.
Curtis, I'm sure that these whoever the company is that owns the note, Fannie or Freddie, from their perspective, looking at the paperwork, they're thinking they've got a guy who didn't pay his bills. They want to get something out of the property, so they want to sell it. So they want to get him out as soon as possible. How is it possible for an individual to deal with such an entity? Unless, what do you have to do? Travel to Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, try to get a hold of any of these major banks and get somebody on the phone. You know, they say they want to work with people, but in reality, I don't think the idea that they were too big to fail, I think they're too big to run. They have no idea the properties that they're involved with most of the time. They don't know how to take care of the properties they have, and they've given most of their authority down to these foreclosure companies. So even when you have something like this, it's dragged on for 2 years, you know, you start thinking at some point, why hasn't there been a negotiation for a modification? Obviously, that would be a way for there to be a win-win. Excuse me, Tony, sorry. Doug gets to stay in his home, and the company gets money throughout this entire process and doesn't waste all this money and time in court and legal fees and all the amount of money that's been spent on this case, on this one individual case for 2 years. Why wouldn't they just, you know, work with this person? The answer is they don't have the ability to. They don't have the actual resources to work with individual people. So instead, they give all their authority down to a foreclosure company, and people continue to suffer. And it would just make a whole lot more sense to actually work with people.
Where does Doug Cunningham live? Where is the house located, and does he have family living with him?
It's in Okemos. And it was a children are adults now.
All right. Well, Curtis, keep us abreast of this story when there is some type of resolution. We'd like to hear the outcome.
I will be happy to do that, Tony.